Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 405. And today, the first of two recordings about praying together. Why do we pray with other Christians? And do we do it as often as would be healthy? It's on my mind because I'm recording a couple of classes for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ on this topic, and I recorded the first one this week, and we looked at the praying church in the New Testament and the expectation that Jesus had of his disciples praying together. All the references to prayer in Matthew 6 regarding the Lord's Prayer are, it's plural, he's expecting them to pray it together. It's fine to pray it personally, but there is an expectation there. And if you want to, you can go and have a look at the recording on my YouTube channel. I'll post the link in the show notes. So I thought I'd ask today, what prevents us from praying together more often? I don't do it all that much, and I don't feel like it's part of the culture in our congregation, at least as much as it probably would be good for it to be. So what gets in the way? Is it personal pride, like we're afraid of people judging us as we pray with them, that our prayers won't be as good as theirs? Is it Satan himself getting in the way? Or is it practical challenges we face, or just fear, or perhaps not knowing how to? Maybe we didn't grow up with that. Maybe no one's actually shown us how to pray together. So this week, I prayed with two members of the church over the phone. Unfortunately, they both live in places that make it difficult for us to physically meet to pray. But then why should that be a barrier? Of course, it wasn't what they or I would prefer. I'd much rather be physically together with my friends, but certainly it's much better than not doing it at all. And on both occasions, I have to say that praying with Simon earlier on Tuesday this week and praying with Bemi this morning lifted my spirits. There I was this morning walking through Castlebury Park in the freezing rain across the damp grass, praying with Bemi over there where he lives in Hatfield. But it lifted my spirits. I became more oblivious to the rain and the cold while I was praying with him. And of course, part of the reason that it was so good was that we were not only praying together, but we were talking for a few minutes before we prayed, catching up, sharing our hearts and our needs, what was going on in our lives. And therefore, it meant that when we prayed together, it was a lot more meaningful. You see, I'm reminded that, at least in my tradition, before discipling partners was invented, we had prayer partners. And I wonder if it's worth revisiting this idea. What difference might it make if you had a regular prayer partner, or perhaps even prayer partners, meeting up every week? Maybe on the phone, maybe in person, maybe before or after a church service, or at some time that you can practically make it work. How about asking someone to be your prayer partner for a month or two or three? I mean, you can always change it again. So, two final questions for this week. Firstly, what do you find most meaningful about praying together with another Christian? What's most meaningful about it for you? And secondly, what barriers do you face in praying together more often with other Christians? Whether it's personal within yourself or contextual and practical, what kinds of barriers do you face in praying together more often with other Christians? So a couple of questions to wrestle with, pray over, and let me know what you think. What's most meaningful about praying together, and what kind of barriers are there to doing that more often? So I'd love to know your thoughts. So please comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly, because we learn best when we learn in community. You should be able to post a comment in the podcast feed or on my website. Also, you'll see that this is uploaded to my Facebook page and to the Quiet Time Coaching Facebook page. So please do leave a comment if you can. And if you have any questions about this topic, send them my way. You can email me as well, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or you can leave a message on the website, which is malcolmcox.org. If you'd like a free copy of my book on spiritual disciplines, How God Grows His People, then sign up at my website for the newsletter that comes out every week. Please pass the link on to anybody you think might benefit from it. Subscribe, and we'll even leave a review. And I'll leave you with the thought from Psalm 100, verse 2. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. And let's pray together a little more often. Till the next time, take care, and God bless.